This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The city of Chicago experienced a violent night. Incidents of either random or targeted shooting on our streets is totally unacceptable.
Boy, no kidding. Horrible situation in Chicago. And an earthquake on an Indonesian island, so I'll explain. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Let's start with what happened in Chicago. You just heard Chicago Police Chief of Patrol, Fred Waller. That was a press conference on Sunday. 59 shot, 8 dead since Friday. It's one of the worst explosions of violence in that city of late. So what happened, as a paramedic described it, it was just a war zone. It happened at midnight. 42 people were shot. Then it started to add up the body count. 5 fatally. Then Friday at 5 p.m., 59. You know, the totals kept going up throughout the weekend. And they say some of them were targeted, and it was related to gang conflicts in the areas where it happened. So they call it a trauma lockdown at Stroger Hospital, with only immediate family members of victims being allowed in the emergency room. It was that bad. So the trauma unit got that high volume of patients, and they had to do that lockdown, asking the families to limit the time that they were in there. And where did the shootings happen? The 6th, 10th, and 11th districts that gunmen shot into large crowds. I ask you, what is wrong with these gang idiots? So if they want to shoot at each other, and it's targeted at each other, why do they go into these crowds and kill innocent people? Why do they go into a courtyard and do that? So the victims, from 14 to 35 years old. So kids, young, no life left in them now. And then other people in horrible conditions. Here's what one of the pastors said in that area, and I thought this summed it up. We have such a genocide in our community. I don't want to do any marches. I just want people to cooperate and let kids live. Let that sink in. Just imagine you're in that situation. And that's what you see. 17-year-old girl killed, 14-year-old girl. Oh, absolutely awful. Just a terrible, terrible situation. Mayor Rahm Emanuel better do something about the people in that area that are in the middle of this violence. Create more jobs, something to get this gang mentality of shooting into crowds lessened, whatever it takes. They say they're going to focus resources on neighborhoods, the Chicago Police Department, where retaliation is likely. But we've seen this. They've talked about, you know, the superintendent in one of those areas just talked about decreasing crime numbers and overall violence in Chicago. And then, look, it's almost like as if on cue it ratchets up. So sad. And this has been a problem in Chicago for way too long. What an attack on the sensibilities of the people there. Just outrageous, really. Absolutely outrageous. Meanwhile, we jump to something completely different in the world, but something that's being talked about a lot. And it's this heat wave and what's happened in this heat wave. So record-breaking temperatures in South Korea, 29 people dead. That hot, trying to combat what they're dealing with. And I think I look across the United States and you see the heat wave, and it's something we deal with all the time in the summer and talk about. But what they're saying there, the South Korean Ministry of Health, Welfare, and Disease Control, they say it's just this extended heat wave where you have these temperatures that are crazy. The worst, hottest temperatures that they've seen in Seoul in 111 years. Construction sites, they're not working on them. They said no work. Daytime hours, no, because of the extreme temperatures. So what do you do when you have this? Medical support runs out. They run out to communities. They provide fluids, cooling systems, especially for the elderly. But this is unprecedented there. And they're finding the same thing in Japan, of course, in other parts of Asia. They're dealing with that. When they see these thermometers that go up to 120, I say thermometers, when they see the gauges, yeah, the definitely goes up for them too. When they see the gauges go up to 120, I mean, that's just too much. And it is crazy what's happened. They're so vulnerable to these incredibly high temperatures. And with elderly people, pre-existing condition, asthma, heart failure, all of that, just as it would be in any country, that's what they're seeing there. And it's something that they haven't seen in 111 years. Haven't seen it. I mentioned that there was an earthquake, almost a 7. 6.9 is what they're officially talking about as we jump around the world before we go back home. And 90 people killed. Indonesia's Lombok Island. It's near Bali. A lot of tourists go there. In fact, a lot of tourists from the U.S. and other parts of the world. And they say it happened on the heels of another quake in the same area that killed about a dozen people. And the United States Geological Survey, because they measure this stuff, said initially it was listed as 7.0, but then downgraded to 6.9. And I looked at a map, and boy, you see Bali? This sucker is right next to it. I mean, it really is very, very close. And they talked about the tsunami, but the waves were just 6 inches high in some of the villages surrounding it. But they warned everybody about the tsunami possibilities, and luckily that did not happen. But boy, I saw some video and tourists running through the hallways of hotels, and it was pretty scary stuff. I mean, I'm not surprised that that many people were killed. And even in Bali, there was some damage. There was a mall parking lot that collapsed, and inside the airport in Indonesia, right there on one of those islands, the airport just was decimated, where things were falling off the walls, that kind of stuff. So it's a definite disaster, that's for sure. And it reminds me of some of the trembling that we've seen and some of the video we've seen from some of the terrible earthquakes we've had in the U.S., although it's been a long time. It's very scary for the people who are in Bali. I was looking at Twitter, and there were a couple of people from the United States that were saying, I can't imagine how it must have felt to the people that are closer to Lombok. And I'm thinking of people affected and saying that, you know, somebody staying in a treehouse, they were swaying. So what a place to be. You're in a treehouse. You've rented the treehouse for that experience. You saved up your pennies. And then this horrific earthquake hits. And Indonesia is absolutely a country that gets a lot of earthquakes. They're prone to it because of where they're located. And where are they located? You remember this from your science classes? On the Ring of Fire, which is that arc of volcanoes and fault lines that encircles the Pacific Ocean. Remember in 2004, that massive 9.1 earthquake off of Sumatra that triggered that tsunami that killed 230,000 people in a dozen countries. That was the first time I filled in, I think, on America Tonight at the time. Hang with us. More coming your way next on ATN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
That we have confidence in that is one of the foundational elements of to why Canadians are positive towards immigration continues to be in place. And I won't play political games or games of fear and torquing up divisions the way some others have.
Wow, Justin Trudeau reacts to Canada's illegal immigration problem, saying this is way different than what you got going on. In fact, what Trudeau is doing is overturning 40 years, he says, of immigration policies. And they're talking about what does that mean. And what it means is they are going to change how they treat the people, as he said, and how they come in to Canada and what they need for health care, if they need health care, etc. But this policy now that he's overturning, the argument with the conservatives there is that the policy that was in place helped ensure that what they call provincial health care systems didn't face increased health care costs. Wow, that sounds like a problem we have in the United States, huh? So, and they're saying it's as a result of immigration. And so they had more money in place to help Canadian citizens. So they're getting rid of it by doing that. What they used to do is they turned away immigrants, with what they called intellectual or physical disabilities. So now they can't reject permanent resident applications for anyone with a serious health condition or any kind of a disability like that. And they say the price tag is going to be a lot different, saying compassion should be at the heart of our immigration system, but it is not compassionate to make changes like this without any idea how much it will cost. This is what the conservative shadow minister for immigration, Michelle Rempeal, says. She says, by doing this to Canada, how much is it going to cost? 100% download of costs to the provinces. And she wrote a dissenting opinion on it saying, yes, we understand compassion, but do you realize by completely flipping this, what are you going to do? What does that mean? Listen, the healthcare system there, because we kept hearing about how great it was in Canada, the healthcare system definitely is already overburdened. They have long wait times from everything that I understand from Canadian friends that I know. So now they're talking about disabled Canadians, and what does that mean? And they're saying that, well, people are all going to be on the hook for that now. So I checked out Twitter to see some of the opinions, and it was mixed. Liberals pro-Trudeau, more conservatives in Canada not happy with this, and talking about how much is it going to cost, and that there's too much hypocrisy there, and who's standing up for Canadian citizens. It's interesting because we, of course, are having our own problems with immigration. There is a horrific editorial today in the Washington Post that talked about the migrant kids and what happened to them, that they were drugged, they were locked away in some cases, so much for how they were treated. They talked about in this detention center for the minors in Virginia, kids as young as 14 were shackled, strapped to chairs, heads encased in bags, left for days, solitary confinement. Wow, how does that happen? And it was a resettlement place, is what it was, according to this editorial that I read. And they say the abuses to be inflicted on younger children in other places as well. So at this one facility at the Shiloh Residential Treatment Center, which is south of Houston, they had been routinely administering psychotropic drugs without parental consent. They denied water as means of punishment. They didn't let them make private phone calls, ordered undocumented minors that were there to be transferred elsewhere. Obviously, there are some problems. How many children? 44 is what they're saying at Shiloh. Then they're trying to figure out in the aftermath of this, what specifically happened there. So the HHS are trying to be compassionate when they're getting these phone calls, and they are describing a big concern for the thousands of children under their supervision. So see, here's what the problem is. Nobody knew what anyone else was doing. And of course, what do you think's going to happen when you just throw the pieces up on the board and all of a sudden kids are sent in all these different directions, and then these places are overwhelmed by them and they have no idea how to deal with it. They're not equipped for that. That's what I think. I'm not giving them an excuse, because that's sickening that they would have just administered all this stuff, all these drugs in the morning and at night, and told the kids they were vitamins supposedly. And how does that happen? How do they have all these emergencies? Who's minding what's going on there? I mean, that's abject cruelty for sure. So they're saying you've got to provide water. You've got to have phone calls. That's a necessity. That has to happen. They can't be depraved. And then I would say, who do we put this on? What happened was nobody, I'll say it again, was paying attention. So where's the Department of Health and Human Services in the middle of this? Undocumented or not, how are the kids that are coming in, what's going on? Who's following up on what's happening there? Who's concerned? So maybe the best thing that does happen is reunification, and then boom, out. And this, what this goes back to is the fact that nobody wanted to deal with this in the first place, and that we had these laws, and I've said this over and over again, we've had these laws on the books for a long time, and they were never enforced. And when you bury your head like an ostrich in the sand, as a government, this is what happens. Nobody wants to deal with a hot potato. It gets passed around. It becomes mega political because it gets out of control. There's these rape trees. There's these horrific things that are happening. Nobody wants to talk about that. And now trying to deal with it, it's a desperate situation. A desperate, desperate situation. And they've got to sort it out. How do you sort it out? If laws were enforced, we would still have had some problem with illegal immigration. It's not a Pollyanna world. But would it have been this hard to deal with? And the answer to that question is no. Because it wouldn't have been as high as it was. It wouldn't have been as vast. It wouldn't have been as much opportunity for, I'll call them, the bad guys to take advantage, the coyotes, to grab every cent they could from people who could barely afford it, to get them over to the border, get them across, and then, hey, good luck, let's see what happens. And now you know what's happening? Some of the undocumented immigrants are leaving America, and guess where they're headed? They're headed to Trudeau's Canada, who we just let you hear at the beginning how he has changed the policy. So changing the policy for some means, let's go to the Canadian border and see if we can get across. See if we can step around the Royal Canadian Mounted Police and get an asylum. See if we can seek asylum there. And so there is a network of people that are mobilizing to help in the United States undocumented immigrants cross the northern border, saying that this is a better opportunity for them, which now, of course, in turn is going to be debilitating to Canada's immigration system, especially with their big change in policy. And they're calling this a new underground railroad. So these immigrants travel through Essex, New York, which, by the way, was a major route for enslaved people back in the day. So there's not those things that happened in the past, but the people are fleeing to get across, helping them to find a place to rest or get supplies or to help them on the journey. And there's a whole group of people doing this. Last year, with the Trump administration enacting the stricter policies against undocumented workers, Canada processed more than 50,000 asylum claims, double what was made in 2016. And I guarantee that flow is going to get worse based on some of what I just mentioned about an immigration policy being changed. We're hitting the mailbag next on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Chicago's South Side is the scene of tragedy as overnight shooting incidents involving many young people have killed four. 41 have been injured from the gunfire. Chicago police were in full force and hospitals were rushing to help the injured. WBBM reporter Andy Dane.
Chief of Patrol Fred Walter calls the violence unacceptable, says summer weather is not an excuse.
It's not just about being hot. Sometimes it's about the culture, not being accountable for the actions, not having a feeling of any repercussions will happen to you.
Police are calling several of the overnight incidents mass shootings. Walter says more than 5,500 illegal guns have been taken off of Chicago's streets in 2018, and the department plans to step up those efforts.
We won't be defeated in this.
Andy Dane, Chicago.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The mail is here, and boy, we're kind of all over the map with the mail this time around. I'm going to get to the tough stuff, meaning what happened in Chicago, all those people who died over the weekend, how outrageous that is, and what they're saying, and the trauma unit being locked down. This one, I'll take this one from Brad. Brad says, hey, Kate, hate to be such a downer, but it's like Chicago should just be wiped out. It's too bad because it's a city that I used to love to visit as a kid. But to me, when I look at all the violence that's happening there, I really feel for the innocent people who are stuck in the circumstances that they're stuck in that should not be allowed to happen. But as it leaves my keyboard in this email to you, I realize how easy it is to say that, but then what do you do as the Chicago police chief to stop this from happening? I'd say Rahm Emanuel needs to get off of his rear end and figure out a better way, for goodness sake. I saw the horrible video of the 17-year-old girl who was shot and killed. Can you imagine what it's like for her family? Yeah, that's the thing. It's the innocent people. So I think these drug scumbags need to go after each other in an open area. Let's make it like the Wild West. Hey, you want to kill each other? Go at it. But don't go into any crowds and have these poor people who are just trying to keep their life together and deal with all this nonsense around them. Don't have them caught in the middle of this where they have to call some mother to tell her that her daughter is dead. And so often, I mean, these are the innocents, the real innocents, not, oh, why were they hanging around there? No, happening very early at night. 6th, 10th, and 11th districts, I said this before, and the gunmen shot into the large crowds. So there you are. It's, you know, not even 8 o'clock at night. A shooter gets out of a car and opens fire? Really? Some of them were targeted, they say. But others, it was just purely somebody's, you know, just happens to be there. In fact, I saw a quote from the mother of the girl who, Janae Patterson was her name, the 17-year-old who was killed. And her mother says, they took my baby's life for no reason. And it is very unclear, the police say they have no suspects, who the gunman intended to shoot. But that sums it up. Life is precious. You know, hopefully we're not a bunch of terrorists, but that's what these gangs are acting like. There's like no code. There's no gang code anymore. Crazy. All right, then I got this one from Bob. Kate, long time no talk, but I've been listening to the show whenever I can. I noticed that it's been pretty exciting watching what's happening with you, with traveling and that kind of stuff. And I have to tell you, it's funny how people compare. I've heard you talk about the heat waves. It's funny how people compare heat. Have you ever heard somebody say, oh, it's a dry heat, when you're in a place that's different from where you live and you talk about the kind of weather you're having? And I think humidity is the worst. I don't know about you. What do you think? Oh, I think humidity is the worst. They say that New York City is like just swampy. I mean, just swampy because the humidity there, and that's the difference. Living in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but traveling to all these other areas, it's just hot, but you don't have that humidity. When you get that humidity, I think it's worse. And I saw that when I was in Charleston. It's just a different feeling, you know. It's just that moisture in the air. It suffocates you, I guess. That's what I think. There's my answer. And I'll tell you what's bad about the weather when you get, like, for example, California on fire, massive, out of control, Northern California wildfires, 68 homes, boom. I feel bad for the firefighters who have these gusty winds and the heat there. The heat week is killing them. They've had 17 major wildfires burn across California. So on Sunday, Donald Trump, the Prez, declared a major disaster in the state. Federal funding has to be available to help the recovery effort there. Pretty sad, you know, some of the stuff that has happened to people who couldn't get out of homes, and they tried to evacuate, and there was just, you know, no way out. Now they're trying to get clear as many areas as possible, but fire season is just really beginning there. So can you imagine what it's going to look like? Not good, not a pretty sight. Okay, let's move to another one. This one is from Hal, who says, Kate, I heard you talking about traveling one time and talking about alerts and State Department alerts about where not to go and where to go. And my family, we used to take, because this is the summertime, and in August we used to take trips to Mexico, different parts of Mexico. But now a lot of the resort areas where we used to go, and even take our young children, we wouldn't go to if you paid us, places that before have been just amazing, like Playa del Carmen. Have you heard about some of the crazy violence that's happened? Yes. You know what's happening? Things like tourists blacking out. They hardly have any alcohol, but they black out because they put drugs in their drinks, supposedly. Some have even died. They're given tainted alcohol. And so now what's happened, like United, Delta, American, and Spirit, I just was reading something on this, they're seeing a decreased number of people traveling to Mexico. And they're talking about possibly trimming flights. And, you know, Latin America, I guess, is doing okay, but not Mexico. People aren't willing to go to Cancun. And the U.S. Department of State hasn't restricted travel to the states where tourist areas like Cancun, Playa del Carmen, Cozumel are located. But they've got a travel advisory that warns travelers the state has seen a lot of homicide rates lately. And in Cancun, like, there was a stretch in April where 14 people were killed in 36 hours near tourist attractions. So maybe it's targeted criminal assassinations, that kind of stuff. But there have been some really kooky, kooky things that have happened, like the drugging, because it's so easy, because, you know, drug somebody, steal their money, rifle through their hotel room, whatever it is. But pretty awful, that's for sure. All right, let's move to another one. This comes to us from, this one is from Jake in Austin. Kate, I've been sending emails now for the last couple of weeks. I've been dying for you to read some of my emails. Please, please, read my emails. I don't know if you know this. I heard you talk about it one time before on the show, but there is a bad outbreak of Lyme disease. And it's that whole tick-borne illness thing that I used to think was just in New York, but now it's everywhere. They say it's like New England. They say just because you don't live in New England, because that's where they used to get a lot of them, they say now all 50 states, even the District of Columbia, have people who have tested positive for Lyme, which is a bacterial infection which causes fatigue, neck stiffness, that kind of stuff. I just was staying with somebody in Charleston where they said that somebody they knew had gotten Lyme disease and it wasn't treated. They knew something was wrong, but they never had treatment. And then it's gotten so bad, it's so awful, that they let it fester, didn't realize what it was. And now they're in a really dire strait as a result of it. That's the whole thing. If to survive it or to have a better chance to really combat it, the quicker you catch it, the better. But sometimes it's hard to detect what it is. It's blood tests. Florida had a bunch of infections. California, they say a telltale sign of Lyme disease is this bullseye rash. And oral antibiotics can cure the cases when you catch them early. But beyond the site of, but the infection can spread beyond the site of the bite if it isn't treated. So if you don't treat it, that's exactly, you know, what you end up with, a serious condition. Gosh, it makes, you know, the whole thing with the ticks makes you think about hiking. But ticks can come out anywhere. I mean, you can walk across a certain area with grass where it may have ticks around it, or you think of the dogs getting them when you have animals. Like I have Mahalo, and we always check for that. Always check for that. One more. I'm going to squeeze it in. How about this? This one comes to me from Harry, who says, I know you were just kind of, I think, in that Charlotte area, and I read a terrible story today about a 9-year-old kid who was selling lemonade, which is a rite of passage in my family, who was robbed at gunpoint. Who robs a kid's lemonade stand, I ask you? Yeah, I guess the story, this was all over the place. I guess a teenager went to the kid, it was like 3 in the afternoon, and he shoved a gun at the boy, at his, you know, at his stomach, and demanded money and then ran away. Now, what they found was a black BB gun, thank goodness, a metal tin and a camouflage hat similar to the one during the robbery that he wore that was described. They think he had a bicycle in the woods hidden away, and that he could just take off after the robbery. The stolen cash was less than $20. I mean, come on, really? Are you kidding me? Stay with us.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So here's the deal. What's going on in the man cave? By the way, I want to remind everybody, if you go to invadethemancave.com, go to invadethemancave.com, and you sign up for newsletters, etc., you can win a copy of my brand new book, Deal Your Own Destiny, because I'm going to give away a bunch of them. But you, and I promise no spam or any weird things. Just go to invadethemancave.com or katedelaneyradio.com. KateDelaneyRadio.com. How about this? A couple of things in the man cave happening. Marquette King confronted a Denver radio host. They had to be separated at Bronco Camp. Wow. So the relationship between the Broncos punter, King, and the local media is not off to a great start. Darren McKee from The Fan revealed on Twitter that the punter approached him and said, "Keep my name out of your mouth." McKee said King continued to threaten him after he responded, "Or what?" And ultimately, he was escorted away by the team's public relations staff. So, wow. I guess this is what happened. Why would that happen? King did an interview with Brandon Stokely and a guy named Zach By, these two guys on their station. But the interview was cut off after 90 seconds when he said he didn't like talking about football. So McKee had some advice for King after the appearance, and the punter had something to say to him through Twitter. It's kind of like that baiting thing. McKee said, he said, a little advice. Go to Brandon Stokely, who played for the Broncos two different times, played in the league 15 years, is the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, fantastic father and husband. Apologize for an incredibly disrespectful and rude interview if you don't want. He said, to be interviewed, then simply don't do it. If you do decide to do an interview, you have to have a clue of who you're talking to. Why don't you ask DT about Stokely, as you apparently have no idea who anyone is. Best of luck punting the ball in Denver. Somehow our show will survive without you. So King just wrote back kind of a nasty little emoji thing and then sent it back to his thing. So it's really escalated, I guess, and gotten to the point where that happened out at Denver Broncos training camp. And it's all being exacerbated on social media and being talked about, of course, all over the place in Denver. King, the punter, signed a three-year deal with the Broncos this offseason. And, obviously it's about the punting. It's not about dealing with local media. But I guess he didn't know the names of the talk show hosts. That's never a good thing. Because it's called egos, and so their egos got the best of them, I suppose. I don't know the whole story, only what's being reported, but it just doesn't look good. You can't get baited that way. You just have to ignore it. Just cannot get baited. Can't do it. All right, so let's move to a couple of other things, and a couple of other things include this. It was a Hall of Fame weekend for the NFL, and because it was a Hall of Fame weekend, Terrell Owens, who got into the Hall of Fame, got his gold jacket, but he did not do it with the rest of the 2018 class. He did it at Chattanooga, the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, where he went to school. Instead, the others, and he had 3,000 people there, and it was a big, and, there were a lot of people that were excited for him, of course. But then you had guys like Ray Lewis, who wore a wireless mic and roamed the stage for 33 minutes to do his Hall of Fame speech and talked about everybody in his life who he wanted to thank, from the University of Miami on down all the way up and through to Baltimore and Art Modell. So it was interesting to listen to some of the speeches. I certainly did. You know, on this show we do the nail the score thing, where you guess the score of the game that I pick as the game of the week. And we've had a couple of winners. If you nail the score, you win. We haven't had some winners in a few years, but we're going to be cranking that back up again. We'll probably do it on Tuesday nights. I have to look at the schedule, but that's what I am thinking. Randy Moss was there, and he had some, I thought his speech was pretty good. Dawkins was there. I thought his speech was excellent. But the 2018 class now is immortalized in the Hall of Fame. There are 318 Hall of Famers. Did you know that? Hall of Famers in the NFL. If you like football, go to Canton and check out the Hall of Fame, because it'll blow you away. And it will, in a way, because of the history there. I like history. I'm a fan of history of all sorts. And certainly when it comes to the Hall of Fame, that's anyone who's at any game you can think of or select moments, you'll see pieces of memorabilia in there. So it was certainly one of the youngest groups in the history of the Pro Football Hall of Fame for the NFL. Ray Lewis, Randy Moss, I mentioned, Brian Urlacher, he's only 40. Also Terrell Owens, who goes in, but wasn't there. Like I mentioned, he did his own separate thing because he was miffed that he did not get in the first time around. It was on the third time that he got in. Brian Dawkins, boom. Bobby Bethard, Jerry Kramer, Robert Brazell, all enshrined. And just for grins, in case you don't know it, there's 48 writers who vote on this. And then there's a couple of others, too, who are Hall of Famers that are thrown into the mix there. I think of everyone, Lewis was the guy with the most awards. He had 13 Pro Bowl selections. He was a two-time Defensive Player of the Year, Super Bowl MVP in his time as a Baltimore Ravens linebacker. And he said, I've been going a long time and now I can finally rest. I want to go fishing with cigar. I just want to sit back. I don't want to work out every day. He started 227 games in his career, and he's credited with 8 100 tackle seasons. So that's it. The Hall of Fame. Pretty cool. And I guess the president of the Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame Prez, makes the rounds to the doors of the new class members, and they learn they are officially elected into the hall. That's a pretty cool way to do it. Dave Baker, his name is. He's actually been a guest on this show in the past. And now it's on to the next class, 2019. And just like that, you move on to whoever's going to get in there next time around. And there's some pretty good names on that board. We'll save that for another man cave. A few other things to poke around and mention on the show. And how about this? The Red Sox sweeping the Yankees over the weekend. 5-4, the last game in 10 innings. 10 innings. So what a weekend for the Red Sox, who are on fire, one of their best teams ever. And, you know, you go back to a team in the 40s that is amassing the wins. They could add up to 100 wins by the time they're done. 79, they have a chance at a 100-win season anyway. The Dodgers avoid the sweep at the hands of the Astros. That was another late game. 3-2, the final score there. Baseball is getting real interesting, especially actually in the National League. Think about it. 5 spots, there's 11 different teams that could end up in the playoffs. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.